Autauga County start the school year on the right foot by stuffing a school bus. The Autauga Education Foundation kicked off the event's third year. Donations can be made Friday at the Prattville Chamber and Saturday at the Prattville Walmart. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need, and no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Capital Chevrolet and Capital City Ace Hardware, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital Chevrolet, Capital City Ace Hardware, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where...
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. If you are a veteran and currently have a VA mortgage, then it's time to refinance. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we value your service, and in turn, we pride ourselves in serving you. If you are a veteran and you are interested in lowering your rate, reducing your payment, or paying your home mortgage off sooner, what are you waiting for? Today is the day to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. No need to gather those documents. All we need is you with your driver's license and Social Security card in hand. Yes, it's just that simple. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
President Trump was asked by a reporter whether Russia is still targeting the U.S., and Trump shook his head and said no. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked if the president understood the question.
Said thank you very much and was saying no to answering questions.
A U.S. judge is ordering accused Russian operative Maria Butina to remain behind bars pending trial after federal prosecutors warned she's a, quote, serious flight risk.
12 boys and their soccer coach who were trapped in a cave in Thailand got a warm welcome before facing the press for the first time with the doctors and others who helped them through their ordeal.
California's Pacific Coast Highway completely reopened.
The Congressional PIG book shows earmarks increased more than 42%. Included in the PIG book, $663,000 for a brown tree snake eradication program and $11 million for the aquatic plant control program.
The European Commission is imposing the equivalent of a $5 billion antitrust penalty against Google.
Hurricane season was the focus of a House hearing after last year's deadly storms. FEMA officials say they're better equipped this year.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. TGIF Eve. No, it's Thumbs Up Thursday is what it is. So you see a police officer, give him a big thumbs up to say, how much you appreciate them doing what they do and taking the risks that they do. And that was something that was very telling in talking to the mayor yesterday, talking about the risk factor. I mean, I certainly get that from talking to law enforcement management, you know, superior level types of folks that is really getting hard to recruit out there. And that's something that they're experiencing all across the nation. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market. $50 gift card. $50 gift card for Fresh Market. Got to go by and see them. They have the Porterhouse Premium on sale, $11.99 a pound. And it is really, really good. I'm going to cook that bad boy in the precision cooker and pop it on the grill, then put it in a butter-laden pan and cook that baby up. That is some good eating, as they say. Let's see. Did we get to five on Trump?
No, the post-discussion here?
Yeah, this is where they're going to be talking. The panel is going to be talking. The guy who did the interview is pretty measured here, and I like this.
70% of the American people, according to our new CBS News poll, believe that they are on the side of U.S. intelligence, believe that Russian interfered. Do you think the president is there? Why the hesitation? Where is he? I mean, we know what he said. But
I think there's traditionally been this tendency to group both collusion and meddling in the same, right? And I think there's an attempt by folks around him to separate those two, and that is there could be meddling, but maybe not collusion, saying one way or the other. Mm-hmm. But he made that distinction on Tuesday. He made that distinction again yesterday.
It's interesting yesterday that he didn't go into that there was no collusion riff. I mean, he stayed focused on answering your question about what he said to Putin, and when he said it better not be, that was the strongest he's been so far.
Well, I did ask him about the special counsel and whether he'd sit, and the first thing he said about that was no collusion.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never heard him say why he wanted to have a private meeting to begin with. Did he give you any more details about what was discussed in the private meeting? It seems like we would have eliminated a lot of this conversation if the meeting had been open and people could see exactly what was being said. We don't know what to believe.
Well, he mentioned three things. He mentioned nuclear weapons, he mentioned Israel, and he mentioned North Korea. I asked him for specifics on some of those. He didn't provide many specifics. The White House has not put a readout out. We may not get one since it was just those two in the room and the translators. But I do think that there is a belief from this president that whether it's Kim Jong-un or Vladimir Putin or someone else, that he wants to be in a room with someone talking to someone.
And that's exactly it. When he said that, I started thinking about it, and that's exactly what Trump does. He goes in and he wants to meet with people one-on-one. He wants to have a relationship, and that's a great way of doing it, by having that one-on-one meeting and kind of getting the chemistry and things like that. And it's right out of order of the deal. I mean, what he would do is, like, we need to break bread together. We need to have if you think about the Qi meetings and things like that, it's always been, let's go down to Mar-a-Lago and let's have a good time and do some buddy-buddy type stuff and really get to know each other, have the staff out on the peripheral. But this is his exact way of doing this. I got sent a clip that I thought was pretty interesting of Rand Paul. Did you get that loaded over?
Yes.
Rand Paul talking about Trump derangement syndrome, and I've previewed some of this. We may have to stop it midway, but it's pretty darn good.
Trump derangement syndrome has officially come to the Senate. The hatred for the president is so intense that partisans would rather risk war than give diplomacy a chance. Does anybody remember that Ronald Reagan sat down with Gorbachev and we lessened the nuclear tensions? We need to still have those openings. Nobody is saying or excusing Russia's meddling in our elections. Absolutely, we should protect the integrity of our elections. But simply bringing the hatred of the president to the Senate floor in order to say, we're done with diplomacy, we're going to add more sanctions and more sanctions. You know what? I would rather that we still have open channels of discussion with the Russians. Kennedy, at the height of the Cold War, had a direct line to Khrushchev, and it may have prevented the end of the world. Should we be so crazy about partisanship that we now say, we don't want to talk to the Russians, we're not going to have relations with the Russians? We should stand firm and say, stay the hell out of our elections. But we should not stick our head in the ground and say we're not going to talk to them.
You know, you remember that right when the transition was happening and Trump was coming into power? And I kept using the terminology that it is like the Obama administration went over there and hit the beehive to try to get the bees swarmed to make it more difficult, and Russia was it. And they threw the people out. They were talking about the meetings that they were having, Trump people with Russians, and how bad that was. And it was all this kind of made-up stuff. And I think this outrage that the Democrats are doing, I think Rand Paul is exactly right. They're just trying to be outraged so they can try to keep him in that Russia storyline. This is so crazy of what we as a country are doing, how we're ripping ourselves to pieces, and it's being done out of political gain, and it's being done on a political purpose, and it's being done by Democrats on that side trying to make a game out of it and being enabled in a complicit media with them to make it happen. Rand Paul's doing great here. Let's carry on.
I would like to see the Russians leave Ukraine. I think we could do it through diplomacy. We're not going to have it if we don't talk to them. I would like to see the Russians help more with North Korea, with denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We're not going to have it if we just simply heap more sanctions on and say we're not going to talk to the Russians, and anybody that talks to the Russians has committed treason. For goodness sakes, we have the former head of the CIA, John Brennan, gallivanting across TV, now being paid for his opinion, to call the president treasonous. This has got to stop. This is crazy hatred of the president. This is crazy partisanship that is driving this. For goodness sakes, we don't excuse Russia's behavior in our election, but we don't have to have war. We can still have engagement. We have engaged Russia throughout 70 years while also acknowledging the imperfections of their system, the parts of their system that we vehemently disagree with. The lack of freedom, the lack of human rights, and yet we had open channels of negotiation, open channels of communication. So I could not object more strongly to this, Mr. President. I object.
Mr. President. Amen.
That was a great speech.
Hear, hear.
That is Rand Paul, vintage Rand Paul there.
Yes.
That is outstanding. Wow, I should have put that one up on my website.
Well, and I love that this is like, it's not Rand going, oh, I'm just going to find a way to defend the president. This, I think, came from Rand Paul's heart. That
right, and it was what he believes in, because, I mean, one thing I like about Rand Paul is the not too quick to go to war,
yes,
which is what he doesn't like about John McCain and all, yes, these other people.
And Lindsey Graham, for instance.
And he's too, you know, he criticizes them because they're too quick to go. And I think that's smart. But you also have to be dealing from a position of strength, and Rand Paul understands that also. Just don't go into where you're actually putting action behind it without purpose and without the approval, in Rand Paul's mind, of the Senate, and get ratification of that.
Yes.
And so that was great.
Yeah, and it really speaks to me, because that's where I found myself. Like, on this particular issue, I don't care if it's President Trump or President Pence. Like, impeach Trump if you want. When it comes to Russia, like, I don't want there to be bellicose march towards war.
Yeah.
Whether it was in Syria with Hillary talking about no-fly zones, what did that mean, Hillary? What do you mean by a no-fly zone when there are Russian anti-aircraft weaponry in the region? What, and there are Russians on the ground? Now, if they actually engage, I think Rand's point that we're getting lost in sort of the back and forth and the point scoring,
because they're trying to make it political.
We miss some of the policy.
Oh, absolutely. Sad. Absolutely. I mean, when you think about, you know, Reagan called them the evil empire, but once we went through everybody from, you know, Brezhnev to Andropov, and because they were dropping like flies, and then we finally got to Gorbachev, somebody who's going to live longer than 2 years, then he started dealing with them and started, you know, offering, let's try to get together, let's try to work this thing out. Let's go to the phones and go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, y'all.
How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, Dan, I go way back with this Russian thing. I remember as a kid watching Nikita Khrushchev. He took his shoe off and beat it on top of the... Man, I was terrified. I thought we were fixing to hit World War III right then.
Yeah, really. I remember that as a UN speech.
Yeah. Two things. When I hear this thing with the Russian deal, I think back at the debates with Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. when Mitt Romney brought up the fact that the Russians were going to be a big problem, and he was just poo-pooed by Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you silly.
The 1980s want their positions back, their policies back.
You know, these Democrats, their memory is pretty short, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's all opportunistic. It's Obama did that. That was a plan line, and he knew Romney was going to say that, and he was going to make him look bad. And he did, particularly in the media's eyes, but Romney was right, and Obama was wrong.
Yeah. And what did they want President Trump to do? Get up there and say, "You two-bit thug, we're going to bomb the crap out of you if you try, you know," and then start something, and then the media's going to jump all over Trump. What are you doing down there? You should have been kissing his butt. You know what I'm saying? It was a no-win with the media.
Yeah, if he's too easy on them, they're running over him. If he's too hard on them, he's about to start a war.
But, you know, people really don't know, and you do understand the way Trump operates. Look at the way that he's handled the leader of North Korea and Russia. It's a completely different approach, but he knows what he's doing. He knows what he can do. You know what I'm saying? He just knows how to handle people.
Yeah, and here's another thing is that Trump goes to the NATO meeting, and he's like, they were too demanding, and he was demanding money and this kind of stuff. He got $40 billion more dollars put into defense for these countries. Now, Russia's got to be looking there going, damn, that's $40 billion that we've got to deal with that are going to be in military operations that are there that are going to affect us. He didn't like that.
No, but Dan just got to face, this is going to go on for the next 6 years, because I know he's going to be reelected. And it doesn't matter if he says black, it's white. If he says white, it's black. You know, he could give them gold bars on a silver platter, and they would complain about something. So it's never going to stop, Dan.
Yep. No, whatever Trump does is wrong. When it's right, it's still wrong to them. And if it's wrong in their mind, then it's really wrong.
But the thing is, Trump just keeps his demeanor. He just keeps plugging
along. He just keeps going, yeah.
It's like water off a duck's back. He's not even paying attention to him.
Well,
and that's another thing that's got him through it, man. They can't get to him. And that's driving him nuts.
Yeah, and he's getting more popular while they're becoming less popular.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to find out here when this midterm comes up. They're going to get their answer.
I hope you're right. I hope that something happens that particularly on the DOJ stuff. I think that's going to be a very important factor.
Well, I just Trump isn't perfect, and he's made some screw-ups, but good grief, this thing has just gotten wacky.
It really has. Trump derangement syndrome. Jim, I got to go, buddy. I'm up against our break. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show on a Thursday. Just like fishing in the
ocean, there'll always be someone new. You're listening to The Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
July, vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
They're strong, and then there's Mom Strong. So now that she needs care after her surgery, it's my turn to be strong for her. And it's good to know there's help.
If you have questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through the care options that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing, therapy, medication management, and more. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
You ain't got no kind of feeling inside.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Something that'll show enough, set your stuff on fire.
Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Seymour. Seymour, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you today?
Pretty good. You know, some of the best music on the radio is bumper music from the talk shows.
There you go. Thank you to Joey Clark.
Well, thank you, sir.
That's who's pulling it. Last night I heard a couple, and I heard Perry Hooper. I was listening. That was live, wasn't it?
Last night? What time last night?
Between 6 and 7.
Yeah, that's my show.
Yeah. Wasn't Perry Hooper on there?
No. We had a great marriage debate last night.
When did I hear Perry?
You heard him on my show about 45 minutes ago.
Right, I know that. Yeah, I always enjoy hearing him. I can listen. I'm actually in a place where I can listen to you.
That's good. How have you been?
Hanging tough, trying to stay alive, a little politicking, and trying to understand this mess. I had a couple things, Dan, because I know you would have the answers to most of it. One of the things that I'd just be curious, so I'm a big advocate since now that they've restricted their access to the ballot again, since these private parties, why don't we let them have their convention and bring us the names of their candidates, and we put them on the ballot for a fee. I'm talking as a taxpayer. All right? That makes more sense than having to have, I think, when in one race here in Montgomery County, you're going to end up with four different elections for one candidate. And I heard a guy this morning say he went to vote, and a lot of people didn't realize about this new law that they passed, that they'll put you in jail for voting, fine you $1,500. That there was only two people on the ballot. Well, you know, John Merrill, is he from Tuscaloosa?
He is.
There's an awful lot of Tuscaloosa stuff going on, isn't it? Look at all the people that's involved in key positions. I wonder how much money we've spent since that first election, you know, to replace Quinn Ross on that Burkett race, for instance.
Right.
And only to have people, those ballots, I'm sure that the printer, he doesn't give the taxpayers a break, a quantity discount for the number of people on those ballots. How many do they print? You know, I hear John Merrill, he'll say, oh, we only expect 15%. But they print enough ballots to accommodate if everybody would have to come in and vote. So this is just running up our fees and taxes and that. I'm speaking as a true conservative.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
What would you do to, would you leave that seat vacant?
No. I think since the Democrats and Republicans back in 2002 decided that they were the only ones that had access to the ballot.
And that's, not, that's not true. I mean,
you can do like
Tawana, Adetuje, she just qualified on 267 names.
In 2002, a couple of things happened. John Knight, he destroyed himself because he voted for this mess. I actually went up to the State House, Dan, and I made a movie when they passed that ballot access law, because in 2002, the libertarians and people they were able to have their convention and put their people on the ballot. And they changed that. That was the fourth piece of legislation on the docket when the legislature convened. And I made a movie out of it. I put my camera in the face of everybody from John Knight, Dick Brubaker, all of them. And it's on the internet. It's on YouTube. You can actually watch it. And none of them had read it. But now, look what they've done to us. Why don't we require them to pay for their own primaries? Why do we, the taxpayers? And then they're telling us we can't even participate in it. We have probably the most restrictive ballot in the country to gain access on. And the Democrats.
Well, I'm not following you. I mean, you don't have restriction. What you do is you can be in a primary,
and the primary is a Democrat or a Republican.
Well, or you can go in and be an independent and be in the general election.
Yeah.
Why do you need to have a primary if you're an independent?
Well, give us ballot access, just like them.
What do you, I'm not following you at all. What do you mean ballot access?
I could not get on that ballot.
I'm sorry?
I don't think they will allow me to get on that ballot.
What ballot are you talking about, general election or primary?
Primary or general election. I've ran for office a couple of times.
Okay, well, they actually made it a little easier to get ballot access because of the number of names that were required based on...
Yeah, but you still belong in that
party. But Seymour, I'm not following you. If you want to run, you can go in and get the names, and you can be on the ballot. You're not going to be on a ballot unless you've got opposition on your name. And if there's not any opposition, then you show up for the general election.
Okay, but now, why do we, the taxpayers, have to pay for their private parties? That's really why I call.
Because they're trying to accommodate the citizens to select a group of people to run and be the nominee for that party to run for office.
But now, the libertarians and the Tea Party, they can't give you a slate of candidates to put on a ballot.
They could if they had the right number of signatures.
Yeah, but will the state print their ballot like they do for
They will definitely print their ballot if they qualify for the whatever race that they're running for. And whatever race is they're scheduled for. So if you don't have any primary opposition, then you're on the ballot for a general election.
Maybe we're missing it. We're talking other. But I think there's got to be a better way to do this than restricting people. You know, a lot of people, they don't really explain it. And the way that they have drew these lines.
You know, Seymour, I think you're looking at this thing completely backwards. You actually have incredible ballot access. You can go in and go pay your money, which is a percentage of the income that you would have, your salary that you would have made, and you walk up either the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, and you go do it, and you go get in on that ballot. And then
you
go.
Don't believe in those.
But I go, God, then go get on your own ballot by getting the names on there. See, what it really gets down to is what Seymour believes, and you just want it, you want your own little system out there. Uh-huh. So go. You can get your own system. All you got to do is go get names. That's all you got to do, and you're going to get ballot access as soon as you get the names, and you're going to be in the general election, and you can call yourself whatever you want to.
Damn.
Yeah.
Kicking it down the road. But anyway, I'm listening to you and enjoying your show.
Thanks, Seymour. Appreciate you. Good talking to you again. Robert, hang on. Damn our show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
You ain't got no kind of feeling inside. I got something that'll sure enough set your stuff on.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery?
If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says she agrees Russia interfered in the last election, but stopped short of saying the Kremlin favored then-candidate Donald Trump. At a security conference in Colorado, Nielsen says they'll continue their interference if not stopped.
I think we would be foolish to think they're not. They have capability, they have the will. We got to be prepared.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today asking for hearings on possible Russian sanctions for election interference. A Defense Department official says the cost of President Trump's Veterans Day weekend military parade are estimated at around $12 million, but could go higher.
The projected cost of the parade is roughly the same as the U.S. military's canceled war game by President Trump after his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president said the joint military exercise would cost a fortune.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No big surprises today. Hot and humid again with a high temperature around 92 and a heat index near 100. Scattered random afternoon showers and thunderstorms continuing into the evening hours and then fading out tonight. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, not as many storms. In fact, they will be isolated. Many towns will stay dry. Hot day tomorrow with a high in the mid-90s. Heat index will be near the 105 danger level. And then on Saturday, storms will become more numerous again. Scattered to numerous with a high temperature around 94 and then a 30% chance of more storms on Sunday. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet today because it'll give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
.. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday. Let's go to the phones here, and let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey, how y'all doing?
We're doing very good, Robert.
Then the gentleman that ran against Mr. Disney and lost by, what, 10 to 6%?
72 to 28%, if I remember correctly.
Okay, and he's going to try to dispute it because of the where he lived, his address or something?
Well, Will Dismukes, I understand that they're going to challenge his residency requirement. I don't know if anything's going to become of it, but I believe it's being challenged.
Okay, who's challenging it?
I'm not sure. I think some citizen is doing it.
Okay, because I finna say, if I was the guy running against him and I lost by that big a margin, that telling me 72% of the people I represent don't want me.
No, I'm in agreement with you. And they may, because of the, it was such a slacking, they may pull it back.
Okay, then earlier about the, us spending all that money on this ballot, is there any way, like, when I file my taxes to the IRS, I go by computer, and I have to put in a code for my taxes to be accepted. Is there any way we can vote by computer?
Yeah, they could do that, but I want to tell you something, Robert. You're doing a real risk when you do that. We have one of the best systems going because you have ballot integrity, but you also have a backup paper ballot that tells you how somebody voted. I would be very concerned about voting without a trace.
This is what my thought was. Okay, we enter to the voting poll. You walk up to the machine. You put your you got your thumbprint for it to activate. Then when the ballot come up, you point in who you want. Then you use the thumbprint to submit it.
Yeah, and what happens is if you do all that, the problem is there's no record of it.
Yeah, then you'll have people talking about invasion of privacy.
Yeah, well, what you're going to have is somebody who, what happens if somebody hacks it?
Right.
Because then your vote gets stolen.
You have no way of recounting. At least you can take the paper and bag up the computer.
Right, and so what happens is they literally take, when you go vote, they take all the ballots and they put them in a box and they seal the box. And then they take the mechanics, there's an actual little thing that they pull out, they carry it down to the courthouse, they plug it into a machine, the machine then reads it, and then records that vote for that precinct in that box.
Yeah, and that's a challenge. We can go back to the paper.
There you go.
All right, I understand now. All right, guys, that's why I call y'all.
There you go. That's why they pay us the big bucks.
All right.
Thanks, Robert. Great talking to you again, by the way. Tell little Robert hi if you talk to him.
I sure will. I'll see him there.
Is he still in Tennessee?
No, he's back in Alabama, but he's coming over my house Saturday. He needs to borrow my truck. I'm going to show him how to go out and purchase a truck.
You going to show him how to go out and purchase a truck?
Yeah, because he want to borrow mine every time he want to use the truck. I'm going to show him where he's selling them at.
Well, tell him to go to, if he wants to use one, to go to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. And if he wants a new one, tell him to go to Brubaker Motors.
He best get a used one.
Yeah. I tell you, if you'll go in, Robert, and talk to Tip Thames or have him and tell him that he's a Dan Mar Show listener, I promise you he's going to get a really good deal.
I will tell him that as soon as he show up there. I'm saying we're going to see Tim Thames.
There you go, buddy.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Robert. See, Tip Thames appreciates that. And I mean, it really is. It amazes me the deal that people get from Tip Thames. I mean, it's just, he gives them, they're too good to be true. Can you hold off on that and let me look at the other clips before I get into that? Yeah. We have a member of Congress that got some money in for the Berlin Wall, for the wall that Trump has always wanted. Congressman Yoder is his name, and he's on Ways and Means, and listen in.
President Trump could be one step closer to his border wall thanks to a spending bill from the House Appropriations Committee, including among the Department of Homeland Security's $51 billion budget is $5 billion for border security, including over 200 miles of a physical border wall, mostly in Texas. So what other border security measures are in the bill? Here to break it down is House Appropriations Committee member Kevin Yoder. The president's already saluted you for doing this. He's tweeted this out, Congressman. Thank you, Congressman Yoder. He secured $5 billion for border security. Now we need Congress to support it. Kevin has been strong on crime and the border, the Second Amendment, and he loves our military and vets.
Well, we got to get this bill through Congress. We have a subcommittee hearing this morning, and we've got to make the case to the American people that this isn't about politics. This is about keeping America safe. And we're focused specifically on adding personnel, technology, and barriers where we need it most. We're looking at 200 miles of new barriers that will stop the flow of drugs and human trafficking from coming across the border, specifically in sectors like the Rio Grande Valley sector and the Laredo sector, where the Customs and Border Protection tell us that without these barriers, they're being overrun, and the drugs and the human trafficking, you know, the Mexican cartels are sending this right to our neighborhoods in places like Overland Park, Kansas, where I live, and it's a nightmare and a mess for our communities and for local law enforcement. We can stop this flow upstream by having proper border security, and it's, I think, shameful that the left is going to block us on this and try to stop it in the Senate using the filibuster because they want to stop the president from doing anything that might help the American people on border security.
Right.
So, and I apologize, his appropriation said he was on. So the $5 billion is a pretty good number, by the way. Dan Coates, by the way, is speaking at the Aspen intelligence conference here that they're doing, Director of National Security is being asked about. Maybe we need to take that. Let's play the second part, and maybe you can pull that up.
Overwhelmingly, the American people want border security. Republicans and Democrats, they're not really into the, in some cases, the big wall. But in some cases, even Border Patrol doesn't want the thick wall. Some, they want to see a fence. Others, they want to see it fixed. And others, a wall will work. And sometimes there's a natural barrier there. So right. $5 billion, how much will go to the actual wall itself?
So the $5 billion, about 4.8 of that is going to go to adding about 200 miles of mostly new wall and fencing, depending on what the Customs and Border Protection wants. We let them prioritize the type and style and the place, but in many areas you're going to see steel bollards. You know, you're going to see those kinds of things that have been shown to be the most effective. So we're letting the experts in the field place it and put it where they think they need it most to protect our communities.
Yeah, there's some Republicans like Will Hurd who aren't for it. Also, he said from a border state. Yesterday you had a vote, mostly symbolic. Let's see who wants to ban ICE. It was destroyed. Why was it important for Republicans and for the Speaker to put this up?
Well, we think it's just shameful that there are folks in this country that are saying we should stop enforcing our immigration laws. And this movement to abolish ICE combined with the opposition to any type of border security really is to sabotage the American people. And we wanted to make sure that people were on record on that notion. You know, they're out at these rallies saying, you know, don't secure the border, abolish ICE, let's open the borders, let's let drugs and human trafficking just, you know, ravish this country. And I think they need to be called out for it and be on record. So we wanted to let the folks, the men and women who are out there working for us every day to enforce the law, we wanted to let them know that Congress is behind them. And, you know, a lot of us were, a majority were, but there were a lot of people who mm-hmm. did not support that because they want to sabotage our national security, and it's really you know, unfortunate.
News on 93.1, the Dan Mars Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need, and no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Holly's Home Furnishings and Zaza Series Italian, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Holly's Home Furnishings, Zaza Series Italian, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If you want to get your shots in, well, you better call. Let's do the Senator Lamford instead of the 2020 perspective. It was kind of stay on topic here. This is Senator Lamford, who I like him a lot. Conservative, kind of straight down, straight air kind of guy. Doesn't pile on the president, but plays it straight. You know, plays it even. So he's going to be asked on CBS this morning about Russia and the whole situation with Trump.
Senator, I want to get your reaction to something President Trump has said and something President Putin also agrees with, which is that the investigations in America of Russian interference, of which you are a part on the Intelligence Committee, have gotten in the way of Russia-U.S. relations. What do you think of that assessment?
No, I think they are in the way, but I think it's not the fault of the United States that they're in the way. Russia has tried to interfere in our elections, just like they've interfered in elections in Ukraine and much of Europe. So this is something that Russia pulls on itself. So if Russia wants to say that there's a problem between the United States and Russia, it's certainly not the United States' fault for that. It's Russia's.
The president looks at that and says, well, we're all to blame, meaning both the United States and the Russians.
Well, I would disagree with that. I would say that there are individuals that obviously want to be able to bring up issues here and try to be able to divide us as two countries. But Russia, clearly, their human rights violations, what they've done in Syria, attacking hospitals, what they've done in invading Ukraine, Crimea, the nation of Georgia, assassinations into the UK. Clearly, this is a Russia that doesn't have the same value set that we have. And if there's a division, it's because we absolutely do not understand the Russians and how they behave and how they mistreat humanity, whether it be freedom of the press, open, free, independent courts. They are completely dissimilar to us.
He's pretty smart. He's just kind of reeling these things off, and he's very good on it. And he is on the Foreign Affairs Committee. So Langford's going to be asked about Trump being compromised in the intel community.
Senator, is it normal for a U.S. president to even consider the idea of turning over a U.S. civil servant, in this case, a former Russian ambassador, Michael McFaul, to a U.S. adversary like Russia? Is that normal?
I don't know if that's normal. I would tell you I'm adamantly opposed to that, and I don't know of a case in the past on that all, through all the history of it, but there's no way I would turn over a former diplomat to Russia's for investigation and for conversation on that. They're acting their official duties. We need to continue to be able to stand by our folks.
Do you think President Trump is in some way compromised by Vladimir Putin?
No, I don't think so at all. I've seen no evidence of that, and we've gone through extensive work in the Senate Intelligence Committee to be able to go through a lot of evidence in a bipartisan way. I don't think there's a compromise there. I think he does treat the president of China and the president of Russia a little different than he treats any other world leader, whether that be for economics or just the complexity of the relationship, I don't know. But those two he does treat different than others, but I don't think there's any compromise in that relationship.
Speaking of his treatment, Senator, you on the Intelligence Committee have had a good close eye in on the work done by the U.S. intelligence agencies. You've also had a close eye on what the Russians have been up to. I wanted to get your evaluation of what the president said in Helsinki. He said, referring to both Vladimir Putin and the U.S. intelligence agencies, I have confidence in both parties. Given your experience looking at both parties, do you have confidence in both parties?
I have absolute confidence in what is happening in the U.S. intelligence agencies and what they're doing and how they're trying to be able to do it. They work very hard to protect the privacy of Americans, but be very aggressive about trying to pick up information about our adversaries and any attacks that they may have coming towards us. So I, by far, trust more our U.S. intelligence agencies.
Now, that was a pretty long clip, and I apologize for that, but did you hear how... Do you have confidence that he's not been compromised? And it's back to the compromise part of things. And I thought it was a good answer talking about he may deal with China and Russia differently than he's dealing with other countries. But Donald Trump is actually getting stuff done. And that's the biggest key to this whole thing. And he's really pushing this stuff. And they said, would you turn over an ambassador? Well, Trump said about an hour and a half ago that that's totally out of the question, that he's not going to even consider doing Putin's request for that. So that's out of the window. But whatever it is, they're going to go in and nail it up there, and they're going to try to find, see, here's another thing that Donald Trump is doing wrong. That's exactly the way they do this. See, another thing is, do you think he should give an ambassador over to a former ambassador back over to Russia? It isn't going to happen. It's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. But the fact that it may be considered, they're going to strike him with it. So let's listen to Langford talking about Trump's action and his words.
Are you frustrated with the verbal gymnastics that we've seen the last couple of days, where would means wouldn't, no means no, more questions as opposed to the answer to a question? What are you thinking about this whole tone that we're watching as it all plays out for the last couple of days?
Well, it is obviously odd to be able to watch as we walk through this for the last several days on it. But I would tell you, I watch actions as I do more than words on anything. When I know what's happening with the Department of Homeland Security here and what they're doing to protect our election systems, what's happening in the intelligence community and what they're doing in our systems, that's extremely important. Our DHS has been by far more prepared for the 2018 than what they were for the 2016 elections. Security clearances in each state, trying to be able to work through the process to protect the elections. We have sanctions on the Internet Research Agency. That's a Russian group that tried to interfere in our social media. I would certainly hope the administration would put sanctions on all those entities that were involved from the most recent indictment. So,
and Senator,
watch for
Senator,
actions.
How are you feeling about the actions? That's good. You're watching the actions. How are you feeling about the actions of the president over the last couple of days? Does anything concern you?
I think the president's not careful in his words in the way that he actually talks about things, but that's no grand shock. That's been true all the way through the election time period and the campaign, all the way to present now, that he's not careful in how he says things, and that sometimes gets misunderstood. And when you're the president of the United States, everyone watches every single word and how you say it, which is important because it does affect the world.
Could you hear how they didn't like his, they didn't want that answer, so they're kind of trying to move it on type thing, and then they're running out of time. But this guy is really good. He is very well measured, and I like that an awful lot. Let's try to sneak in the first part of this Dems perspective of 2020. This is the former Bernie Sanders lady that is going to be talking about the subject.
Democrats speculate who will run against President Trump for 2020. A new poll revealing 73% of Democrat voters want a fresh face for the party's nominee in 2020. Our next guest, a Democrat, says it's not just about fresh faces, but fresh ideas. Teslin Figaro is the former National Justice Director for Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. Okay, so 73% of Democrats say, yes, we'd like somebody new. What does that say to you?
Well, what it says to me is I think it was obvious in 2016, you know, by Hillary Clinton being very certainly well known. And although she did have a lot of popular votes, I think it was more about the ideals that Senator Sanders brought to the table. Even if people really haven't figured out quite yet how he's going to make those things happen.
Sure.
I think it was more about new ideology. Me personally, I worked for Senator Sanders because I just wanted to see someone shake up the system.
Oh, he
not
did.
Necessarily agreeing with he absolutely did agreeing with everything that he said.
Right.
But I think it was very critical to 2016.
So who would some of those new faces be? Kamala Harris?
And we are always focused on the Senate and the national scene. Could we get
a
governor from somewhere? Or could you get a businessman who, like a Bloomberg or another titan of industry?
I think Bloomberg is old news.
I think so too. He's not a good example, but somebody like that, somebody who's very rich, accomplished in the business world, who is a Democrat.
Like, what's his name, the Mavericks?
Like Mark Cuban, and maybe not Cuban himself, but you know what I mean. It could be somebody we're not thinking of who maybe is a high profile, but you never thought they would jump into politics.
See, I think that the Democrats are going to go in and shoot themselves in the foot. They're going to go in and get somebody that's much more towards the socialist side of things. And even if they keep the superdelegates, I think Congress has gotten so liberal and or more in that texture that they're not going to be able to get a moderate-type person. They would never be able to get a Bill Clinton in today's environment. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Audience, I want to thank you. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Bedell the Great. He's next. Adios.